But that's our news. I'm Jason Walker. Four people are dead, nine more wounded, when a gunman opened fire Sunday morning in a Michigan church. Police later shot and killed the suspect. Police Department Chief William Renry honored those who acted bravely.
I'd also like to acknowledge the heroism of not only the first responders, but the people who were inside that church at the time. They were shielding the children who were also present within the church, moving them to safety. Just hundreds of people just practicing their faith.
In North Carolina, a man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd of waterfront folks at a bar. Five people were wounded, three are dead. The alleged assailant reportedly piloted a small boat close to shore, fired into the crowd, then sped away. And at a Texas casino, two people have been killed, several more wounded when a gunman opened fire there. United Nations has reimposed sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program.
The sanctions further squeeze the Islamic Republic as its people increasingly find themselves priced out of the food they need to survive. The sanctions also cause Iranians to worry even more about their future. After last-minute diplomacy failed at the UN, the sanctions took effect this Sunday. The sanctions will again freeze Iranian assets abroad and stop arms deals with Tehran.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Republicans John Thune digging in ahead of this week's deadline to keep the government open, showing little evidence of budging, even though both sides have now agreed to meet with President Trump on that topic Monday at the White House. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics around the country are shutting their doors.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelcher says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, a friend of President Trump, who represents a broad area of Wisconsin, in Congress has entered the governor's race in that battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the first runner, or the front runner, over the other two announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. This is SRN News. A lawmaker says the man who killed Charlie Kirk is a left-wing liberal.
I mean, obvious left-wing violence, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You had a young man who his own parents had said had political views and moved to the left. The governor of Utah, no partisan gunslinger, had said the same thing. And you can just tell by what he wrote online or even on the bullet casings that he used.
And Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the man who attacked the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was also a liberal extremist.
Again, no question, you had a left-wing hitman who flew all the way in from California, who had the tools and the equipment necessary for breaking and entering and kidnapping. Again, in all these cases, they show the kind of malice of forethought, premeditated planning that belie any claims that these were just lunatics or schizophrenics.
Senator Cotton appearing on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.